It's showtime.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring you the people, the places, and the things that change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network, and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. And yes, welcome our listening audience. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And although I've been blind for more than 55 years, when I was a mere lad of 13 years old, a big firecracker, cherry bomb exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
I'm social distancing and living carefully until times get better.
Oh, Miss Renee, and I'm telling you, you know, the new phrase and probably be the number one phrase would be a new normal. I mean, not just for our community, not for just these United States, but for the world. And, you know, you always hear the term a triple threat. And I think the virus have a triple threat on me because, one, I have a disability. I'm blind. Two, I have underlying conditions. I have diabetes and blood pressure. And three, I'm old. So I got to be real careful about going out here dealing with this virus. So, Miss Renee, given all that, as Jackie Leeson would say, away we go. Give us the lineup for today, please.
Well, of course, we always begin with the adventures of Reverend Ray and Raven, the Wonder Dog. And in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then we finish up with a call to action, challenging us to do something in our community. Now, everything is old is new again, and this applies to grocery delivery. Instead of a kid getting on a bike and delivering a few items, that you can get the entire week's worth of groceries delivered in a snap. And our guest today is Todd Tolson, CEO of Grocery by Phone, known as the door-to-door grocer, and he breaks down the mystery of how to get started with home grocery delivery. And that's our show. Back over to you, Reverend, for the adventures of Reverend Ray and Raven, the Wonder Dog.
Well, after all that grocery, is it time for us to take a snack? Okay, that's all right. Okay, so... You know we like to start the show with the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd, seeing our dog, Raven, that dog of wonder. And it's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And that wolf is W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. And because of the virus, me and Miss Raven have been staying close to home. All we basically do is go outside. She do her thing. I come back in the house, and that's basically it. But I do take her for a walk, and I want to encourage dog owners, especially have guide dogs, because these dogs are so purposely driven, and you know we need to work them at least 20 minutes a couple of times a day, that to get the exercise they need. And one of the organizations that I'm a part of is CAGDU, Capital Area Guide Dog Users, Inc. I'm the new president of that. And one of the – we had a person to do a presentation to us about how to keep our dogs in shape and special, given the exercise. And what it was, they – she taught us some exercises, tricks. Well, not just tricks, but exercises for the dogs, how to, you know, teach the dog to back up, how to teach the dog to do a push-up, not just sit down and then lay down, how to push up, taught us how to teach the dog to stand on three legs, and by standing on three legs, the three legs are real strengthened if they teach you to hold one of the dog paws up. So I'm working on that with Miss Raven. She's catching on. I know she's wondering, there, wait a minute, what this got to do with me guiding this blind dude around standing on three legs? And so, so I'm trying to get that over to her. So anyway, that's the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Miss Raven, that dog of wonder. And it's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf and Pet Store. Please check out their website. That's the bigbadwolf.com, and that is WOOF. The owner, Miss Penny, they do a wonderful job up there. And right now, you can call them at 202-747-3427-47-3434. And they will deliver, you know, your dog food, and, oh, man, some of this dog food that Ray would eat, and I read what's on the package of real eggs, and what in the world is that? I mean, a real cheese, a whole egg. So I'm saying this dog is eating better than I am. But anyway, so check it out. She have all dietary food, all type of supplies and all for you, and that is the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store, bigbadwolf.com. Back over to you, Miss Renee.
All right. Well, I want to reintroduce our guest, Todd Tolson. He's the founder of Grocery by Phone. We call him the door-to-door grocer. And today he's going to give us tips on how to manage grocery shopping in our new normal. Welcome, Todd.
Welcome.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi,
all
how
righty.
Are you today, Reverend and Renee?
We are doing great, sir, and it's so wonderful for us to reconnect with you, we'll be resuming doing some wonderful things together. Okay.
I like the way that sounds.
All right, and because it's been a while, we're going to reintroduce you to our new old audience and new audience. And so, you know, Ms. Renee, we're going to ask some things to establish who you are, how you get to where you are, how you looking to go from where you are to where you want to go, and some more stuff. So go ahead, Ms. Renee, with your first question.
Okay, so Todd, what year did you found the door-to-door grocer, and did you know or did you divine that grocery delivery was going to take off like it has?
Renee and Reverend, I started in 2017, so this is our third year. And believe it or not, I knew that we were going in the way of online ordering groceries, and that's why I kind of delved into that platform. But I had no idea that there would be such drastic changes that would force people to rethink their normal routines.
Right. Now, as a small business, because we've seen some of the competitors, as a small business, when the COVID-19 hit, were you able to pivot more quickly than the big guys when the whole economy changed?
Absolutely. Number one, because our service is already contactless, and I'll explain that. So our customers call in, so they don't leave their homes. And our service techs are operating remotely anyway. So we were already set up to be able to assist there. Now, where we did get a little bit of backlog is once the COVID-19 was announced and the grocery stores started shutting, you know, getting empty just because of all of the demand, then we did have some challenges. And it was just basically challenges of getting our orders through. But the great thing about that is that the person that was having the challenge was me and not my guest or my my customer. And so I like to bring that up about the service. So what happens is people, they call me the day that they would want to order, or the day that we like to place an order. And generally, they furnish me with a grocery list. This could be taken over the phone, and it takes some time the first time, I guess probably about an hour, because I like to get the person's initial choice and their second and third choices. But ultimately, everyone has the same shopping habits throughout their normal routine, except for maybe if guests are coming, if they want to prepare something different. So once I'm actually working directly with someone, their shopping time is reduced substantially. And so we're not talking about going to the store. We're just talking about a phone call. My customers that have been with me a long term now, and long term is more than 2 years, they've gotten their shopping completed within 2 minutes. And the reason it is they forward me their grocery list the night before, say, Todd, I would like my groceries to arrive around 4 p.m., and then I get the order all ready to go, and I call them right when I'm putting the order in and say, this is your order. Do you want to add anything? No, I don't. Great, you're done. Now, the reason I bring up that the quickness of the service and what I'm here for is, as we move into the future, things are changing rapidly, and everyone is learning how to navigate all at the same time. The great thing is that I've already been doing online shopping for other people for 3 years now. So even if someone would like to come in and do online shopping on their own who does not need my service, I am less likely to be frustrated by the process. Because I've been through it so many times versus the person who this is new to them, or if they only go online every once in a while. So it really is about a time saver. And I can say I was at a meeting, this was about a week ago, and someone had mentioned they'd used me before, and they kind of stopped, and then they're going to come back because some of their items were stuck and they could not navigate the system. And I can tell you, as a person, I do not have a visual impairment, but I can tell you that I get stuck. And so I'm able to navigate quickly. And so I always just kind of put it out there. I'm here as an assistant. So is my staff. That's what the goal is, to make grocery shopping as less traumatic as possible. And that means if you don't have to go in, let someone else do it. If you can give someone else your list, let them do it. What I do want to cover about allowing someone else to do grocery shopping for you is some of the concerns. And that is, well, what if they pick the wrong item? Or what if I get an item that's damaged? I use several shopping platforms. One is Instacart. I use Postmate. I use Shipt. And all of these generally have a no questions asked if something is wrong or damaged, meaning the eggs came, they were damaged. You let me know, Todd, the eggs came, they were damaged. I make them aware, and you get a credit. There's no backing forth, and you keep the rest of the eggs. If you ordered iceberg lettuce and they did not have any, and a suggestion was not picked, and they're going to try to, let's say that they offered you romaine lettuce, just trying to go above and beyond. But that's not something that you eat. Well, what would happen is when it arrives, you would say, Todd, I don't want this. And then I would mark it on your account, and they would credit that item. So really, I don't know where you can go to do grocery shopping and get 100% guaranteed that if you don't get what you want, you're going to get your money back. Process sounds easy. I'm sorry, do I need to stop?
No, the thing of it is, and I want to go into this after the next segment because we're almost up against our break, but I do want to ask you this question before we get into the nuts and bolts of how to do it.
Got it.
You talked about people both with persons with disabilities and older people, all of them have to all of a sudden access some of this new technology. So I'm going to ask you about that. But I would like to know, just curiosity, what would you say the percentage of increase in your business has been?
I can say that, believe it or not, I'm up 25% with
Todd. One moment.
Let him answer that, and then I'll go.
I'm up 25% for new people, but also my regulars have increased their order frequency. So if someone was ordering on a monthly basis, now they order every 2 weeks. So that has increased.
Okay.
So overall, it's been a great increase for us.
Great. Okay, Reverend Ray.
Okay, we're going to come back on the other side of the ID with Mr. Todd, and he's going to explain some more things about why you should shop online.
You are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability, and Senior Talk Radio, heard here every second and fourth Friday. Back over to you, Reverend Ray, and our guest.
Okay, Mr. Todd, so let's pick up on what you were saying, you were sharing with us.
So I was explaining that, yes, we have seen an increase. Now, the thing that I also like to share is that increase has solely been internal, meaning that I have not done any additional advertising or given any additional information out. It has solely been through word of mouth and referrals. I wanted it to kind of settle down a little bit. I put together some promotional materials, but I did want it to kind of get a little bit further out of where we are now. So, because the last thing I want to appear when I'm approaching either a person or a complex is that I'm taking advantage of the situation. Now, they don't know that I was already up and running. So I have to, for me, I don't want to say I'm balancing a fine line, but I really had to weigh, should I hurry up and get a whole bunch of things out now, or should I kind of just deal with my regulars and who gets referred, and then we'll kind of take and give, you know, an opportunity for the other people in the neighborhood, if that makes any sense what I'm saying.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Todd, because we have a unique audience of people that's going to have you come into their homes, and there's a lot of new people going to be listening to you. So share with us a little about who Todd Tawson is. I mean, there's someone that just came from the moon or just jumped up from the other side of the earth. I mean, we don't know. And like I say, people are going to be trusting people with their credit card on file.
Right.
You know, and also just share with us a little who Todd Tawson is and how do you get to where you are now with this.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for that question, Reverend. I just want to let your audience know that I'm just in love with people, and I have been blessed with the gift of hospitality. And so that gift has taken me into the customer service arena. And anytime I can offer service, whether that be a paid service or a volunteer service, I really thrive on the look of the person that I am servicing. And that has always brought me joy. So I could say that I had my first round of maybe a store when I was like in seventh grade, where I sold candy at the pool. And that was good as a need. I wanted to fill it. And I did that a couple summers till my mother shut it down. But where that ended up leading me to is that led me to a long career in the hotel restaurant management area. Most recently, I'm in the travel industry. Now it is up in the air. But up until a month ago, I was a guest services manager for a luxury rental home brand. Basically, the rental homes that this company rents out started about $1,000 a night and go up to $25,000. And so
wow.
I ran their guest services apartment. And that, the reason I bring that is not to tell you about the pricing, but just to tell you more on how much I really care about what I do, and that is servicing people. And that service has taken me to some extreme heights in my field. I'm looking forward to it here because this is not only a service that I can offer that is in need, but I've built relationships with my regulars that I speak with every couple of weeks. So I know some of their personal stories. They know some of my personal stories. It's kind of like an old friend. They enjoy it. Now, the thing they don't like is when I have to, if I've started with them and I have to say, okay, I need to pass you on to another service, another assistant. And I have to do that because I start with everybody just so they can get to know me as the owner of the company, and then I pass them on to one of my techs afterwards.
Okay.
Are you from this area? I was born and raised in the D.C. metropolitan area, Fort Washington, Maryland, actually. I had been living out of the area until 2009, and I relocated back here so my son could go to school in Montgomery County Public School. So you was a papa,
huh?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a proud papa. My son is 21 and self-sufficient and on his own, and I feel very rewarded by all of the things that come with child rearing and child loving.
Now, you know, they say these days, that is a successful parent if they are not surfing on your couch or sleeping in your basement. So so I probably won't talk to you next month, but I'm going to right now say Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. So happy Father's Day to you.
All right, Ms. Renee, you can continue to drill. I mean, ask some questions. Go.
and that's why you like being on this show.
Well, you know, Todd, you gave us a lot of information. And, you know, even though we can hear it, I want you to act as though we are a new customer. And I want you to take us, because some of us still have some trepidation, take us like we are a newbie all the way through the process. Okay, I call you or I go on your website. How do I do it? Do I call you or do I go on your website?
Well, you can either call me or you can go. If you go on the website, which is groceryByPhone.com, that has a list of a lot of questions and explains all of the questions that people generally ask. And so I'm going to kind of just run down this list quickly. So what happens is it explains that all of the shoppers who are actually shopping for the customer, delivering the food, they've all had to go through background checks. And they have to go through background checks before they can even participate as a shopper with the shopping platform. They also have to have insurance. Okay? I think we talked about sometimes there's an item that might be requested that's not available, and we can offer either substitutes or refunds on that. The same thing is on the damaged order item. The great thing about this service is that you can actually order to several addresses. Sometimes someone might be visiting someone for a month, and the service is nationwide, so that means they can order for someone here in the D.C. metropolitan area, or if they wanted to order for their friends and relatives on the West Coast, as long as I have the zip code, I can let you know if that would work. The shoppers do not put the groceries away and generally do not go in the home. So now there is a new thing where they ask, would you like to have the groceries left at your door after they ring the doorbell? And that's generally what's happening now to avoid the contact. That's the way that they're dealing with. Another question that my customers ask is, do they tip the shopper? I do recommend it. It's not necessary, 5 to 10%. They can also add that in, so they don't have to give the shopper cash. They could have that done through the app, so there's actually zero contact. There are some additional fees, and one is my fee, and I'll explain it in detail, but it's $15 per order unless you're on a monthly subscription program where you could call as many times as you like. That is completely separate from the grocery order and the shopping order, and it's billed separately. The billing for the delivery is tied into the grocery bill, and it's generally $3.99, but could go up to $9.99 per store, depending on the time of day that you're ordering. Usually that would be for last-minute orders. If they're ordering a day or two in advance, it's only going to be $3.99. You can receive the groceries on the same day.
Excuse me, Todd. Todd, what do you consider a last-minute order?
Well, last minute order would be if you called me today at 3 and said, hey, I'm having guests at 5. Can you get me something at 5 o'clock?
Mm. Wow.
So
okay.
Generally we can. Now, that also depends on if I'm not booked back-to-back or my agent.
But, Todd, excuse me one moment. Mm-hmm. Do that also count for if the wife said, I ain't cooking you no dinner, and the husband have to pick up and call you, same thing?
That's when it really counts, Reverend.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes people ask me about coupons, and coupons are not allowed. But however, in the shopping platform, I can let you know when there's manufacturer coupons, and I click on those. Say, for instance, you want to order yogurt, and your favorite yogurt is I'm going to say it's Danone.
Blueberry.
Not blueberry. Okay. So
that's
blueberry.
A flavor, yeah, not a brand.
Right.
Danone blueberry. Danone blueberry.
Right, so Danone blueberry is 50 cents off if you get 4, and it's 50 cents off each one. I just make someone aware of all the specials that are going on. You are able to input your rewards card in each store that we shop at, so you can get those rewards, which is good to know. I can tell you that once the person calls in, they place their order, we pick the time is set, I let them know your order is going to be delivered at 5, and if they call me after the order is delivered, just to confirm that they received everything or what they didn't receive before I close it out on my end. And when I say close it out on my end, that's the form for the store, because that's where I would leave any remarks if something was incorrect. I think I've gotten through most of these questions. Renee, do you have something maybe I've left out?
I mean, you read all the questions that are in my mind. Okay, so let me just ask a couple just before we go to break.
Right.
Do we need to know all the brand names of the items that we want?
No, you do not need to know. You don't need, frankly, I ask that. So you don't need to know that. People usually have their favorite store and what their favorite brands are, but you don't need to know that. No, you don't.
Okay. So and you already said that is there a minimum amount that I have to order each time?
There is no minimum amount that you have to order unless you get on the unlimited shopping for the grocery store. That's not for me. And that means instead of paying that $3.99 or $9.99 delivery free, if we got that, then that's free delivery for the whole year. But in order to get that, they want you to order $35 worth of groceries. But if you're just paying per order, you could order one item if you wanted to. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So, and if they don't have my item, how does the shopper make the decision of what's the next best product or the next closest product to that?
There is when ordering, we pick out the preferred next item and or I put a note. If they don't have this, I would like it refunded and or can you please call me at the end of shopping to discuss the replacement option.
Okay. So you actually keep a list of my past purchases. So if I'm always buying Danone blueberry yogurt, that would be
exactly
in my profile.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't have to give me usually I go through and I say I'm ordering and I rattle off 10 items. Did I get everything? Oh, you know what? I want to add this. Okay, we're done. That's how quick it is, Renee. In reference.
Oh. Okay.
I have a question, Todd. Now, we're getting ready to go to break. But on the other side of the break, and you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Our guest is Mr. Todd Carlson, and he's going to come back on the other side. But Todd, while we in break, I want you to think about this. Tell me about how you select the stores, or what stores is available to the people. Okay.
Great question.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We want to thank our sponsor, Big Bad Wolf, a Primo pet store located in Northwest Washington, D.C. They carry raw, organic, and premium foods. So if your dog needs it, they have it. And they have store-to-door deliveries in the DMV. So give them a call at 202-747-3434. You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio, heard here every second and fourth Friday. Back over to Reverend Radio Ray with news, the good, the bad, and the ugly. News which affects the disability and senior community.
All righty. So this is brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best-smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. The good, the bad, the ugly issues that affect persons with disabilities and seniors. Well, one of the good things for guide dog handlers in the Maryland area, where the Maryland do not have a guide dog protection law. And we want to give kudos to newly elected Delegate Ms. Nicole Williams out of Greenville area, Williamson, and the delegate, she and her staff is crafting a law to be introduced this winter or in January to have a protective guide dog law. Now, there are laws protecting dogs, but not guide dogs in terms of criminal, making it a criminal crime, because they over 40% or more persons with guide dogs, their dogs are attacked by other dogs, and and some of the guide dog handlers, blind people have been attacked and injured and all. And right now, it's not a criminal crime, so it's just a misdemeanor. But we want to make it a criminal crime because, first of all, if your guide dog is attacked, that's not just a pet. It's something that they're out of service. You can't use them, and you got to get another dog, and it's not that easy to do, and sometimes the dogs are so dramatized they never do this kind of work again. And the guide dog costs anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000, given the breed of the dog and the training of the school of the dog. And so there's and recently we found out that Maryland, D.C. do not have a guide dog protection law. Now, Virginia has one, and so the Senator, Delegate Nicole Williamson is crafting that, and we will be telling you more about it. That is good. And the bad thing is for blind people, and I'm going to specifically say blind and person with disability, and one of the things that is great about the door-to-door grocer that we have on, a lot of them that was going to shop before the virus hit, they would go into the store, a customer rep would come around and basically physically carry them around to the store, to each item, let them touch it, let them feel it. That is not happening anymore, people, okay? That is not happening. And so it's good that we have the door-to-door grocer and persons with disability, and especially blind people that need to touch everything. They even have started labeling blind people as a petri dish, okay, because we have to touch everything. There's just no other way for us. So we are very limited in terms of people even wanting us to come places. And just even for me, when I usually outside as a blind person, I would have people come over and want to help me, take my arm, help me cross the street. That don't happen anymore. Okay, I'd be lucky if they holler over there and say, "Watch out, don't go out there in the street. Car might be coming." And so that is a bad thing. Now, ugly thing and worse is that so many of our seniors that's in these homes, they are dying. I mean, and it's just a bad situation in these homes in terms of the virus, because they are so compact there. And the sad thing about it, you know, just a lot of families, they cannot, come visit their loved ones. And sometimes for the loved one just to live, they live from visit to visit for someone to come see them, and that's just not happening right now. And, of course, you know, in the disability community, as you get older and older, you come up with some kind of disability that your sight's failing on you. You can't reach as far as you used to. You can't run like you used to. So a lot of these homes have people that's functioning, but they do have a disability. And in these homes, nursing homes and all. So we ask to keep that in prayer. So that's the good, the bad, the ugly issues that affect persons with disabilities and seniors. And again, that is brought to you by Real Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective Real Time Pain Relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on and the pain is gone. Now, Ms. Renee, reintroduce our guest.
My honor, sir. Our guest today is Todd Tolson. He's the CEO of Grocery by Phone, known to us as the door-to-door grocer. And he is in the process of breaking down the mystery of how to get started ordering groceries. Todd, I want to ask you, seeing that I was out this morning for a walk and it was getting pretty warm, how can I be certain that my frozen foods stay frozen?
Good
in
question.
Transit.
So all of the shoppers are required to carry a cooler, and this cooler is issued by the platform and or certified. And when I say that, it's certain food handling. This took place, let's say, maybe 4 years ago, when now all of the shoppers have to provide proof that they actually have some sort of cooler, and that's verified, mm-hmm. and that's done on a regular basis. And the reason it's in the interest of the platform is because, remember, they refund without question. So what they mm-hmm. don't want to do is have someone delivering a whole bunch of cold ice to fill up warm. So that's why they kind of nicked that. They kind of nipped that in the bud to make sure.
Okay. Let me do a follow-up question. Now, I heard that the recommendation to sanitize the outside of grocery items has been relaxed. What is your intel on that? Is that still something that they're recommending?
Well, it has lacked. You know, it depends on the person's it depends on each individual's routine. So they have lacked some, but they're still recommending that you rinse off on your fruit and your vegetables. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give out any particular idea or sanction, except for to say that I not only in and out of the grocery stores a lot, but I cook quite a bit. And so I do take precautions, but however, I do know that while I do my due diligence, that I cannot worry but so much. I don't know if that makes mm-hmm. any sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. I think we do. Social distance, and we use the coverings that we have. And, you know, so we take a reasonable amount without living, you know, scared. Reverend,
right.
Let me ask one more question, and then I'll let you jump in. I wanted to ask you, can you go to more than one store on a single trip, or are those two
yes.
different trips? That...
No, you can. So for me, it's considered one trip. So we'll take care of your whole order if you wanted to go to Costco, you want to go to CVS, and then you want to go to Giant. Now, for the shopping platform, if you do not have that unlimited delivery that's charged by the platform where you pay for the year, then as that's the case, you would have to pay for each store. So that means $3.99, $3.99, $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have the unlimited, as long as you're ordering $35 or more from each place, then you would pay zero.
Okay. Now, would you pick up things like medications and dog food?
Medications are not allowed to be picked up, and neither is alcohol and or cigarettes. Dog food could be, and actually Petco is one of our providers on the platform, but you could also get dog food at any pet food at any of the stores that carry it. We offer all of the items except for alcohol and tobacco and medication. When I say medication,
okay.
that's that's prescribed medications. They can pick up over-the-counter stuff, of course.
Oh, okay. 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 All right. Okay, Rev?
Yeah, so speaking of picking up, the question I posed had asked you about, Todd, in terms of what stores, because I heard you say it's all over the United States, but I need to know your zip code. So what's the purpose of the zip code? And maybe that'll answer what stores is selected.
And that's it. That's it. So, for instance, okay, I'm in 20910. And in 20910, there's Wegmans is not close to this.
Okay.
So I think if I was one zip code over, I might be able to get Wegmans, or if I was in D.C. So it really, the reason the zip code is needed is because then we can give you a whole list of what stores are in that area. And that, so it's not whether or not, let's put it this way. All major stores now use some sort of shopping platform, and the way it's dived out is through the zip code. Smaller stores will eventually use those platforms, too. That will eventually get there. So I don't know if I answered your question, Reverend, but you do need the zip code, and it's generally
And they have to be on that platform. So if I want you to go to Henry's Corner Store that buys sell fish sandwiches, and he's not on that platform, it doesn't matter. Henry right next door to me, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm glad that you brought that up. But wait a minute, Reverend. I'm glad that you brought that up. And you know, I won't spend too much time on this. But we are eventually going to be doing other platforms like food delivery. So that would be like Grubhub or Uber Eats, meaning that you could call me up and say, hey, Todd, I want Red Lobster for me and Renee, and we want a lobster, and we want this one, you know, whatever it is. And then I would place that in. So that's eventually
So let me ask you this. So what are you saying? That would expand? Because I'm really not that familiar with Grubhub and all them, too. I hear people talk about it, and I have ordered a couple of things from them. So are you saying that's an unlimited mileage type of product that you could buy then, or is that based on strictly zip code?
Right. Okay. So let me back up because we're confusing a little bit. The unlimited delivery service fee right now is for Instacart and Shipt and Postmates, and those are for delivery of food items only. Okay, where you could actually pay a yearly fee, and then depending on how often you order, it's a substantial savings. As far as what I mentioned about the food delivery services, we are getting ready to bring those onto our platform, and we're going to start offering it to our people that already are on the unlimited service. So meaning that they would not have to pay, because unlimited is like $50 a month. That means they can call. If they wanted to call me every day, they could. not realistic, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, I understand.
Hey, guys,
okay.
I want to hear your malicious voice.
Eventually, you will add the food service delivery to those people, and then we will have a trickle down. So we're excited about that. It's just an extra that's coming, and we are moving in a direction where we're going to have this, whether it's me or someone else. More of these platforms will pop up.
Okay, I guess what I want to be specific in, will they also be, that service also be limited in terms of scope of what eating places you can go to within your...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, Reverend.
All right,
it's always by zip code. Groceries.
All right, well, we hear the music, so we are up against the clock. And you've been listening, you are listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Our special guest is Mr. Todd Thompson, that's talking about door-to-door grocery and his delivery special, because right now everybody needs something brought to them. Ain't nobody going out no place. So we will come back to join him on the other side of the break.
Well, once again, we want to welcome our guest today. It's Todd Tolson, CEO of Grocery by Phone, known to us as the Door-to-Door Grocer. He is here helping us break down the mystery of how to get started ordering food. Todd, I've got a couple of other questions that I wanted to ask you. Are there peak times to avoid?
Yes. Okay. So I would say that having peak times to avoid when ordering, I can tell you I'm busy to the point where someone can call and then I can probably get them an appointment in the next day or so. As far as delivering groceries, they've kind of maxed. We are now kind of like in a different. We know that we're in a different element, so I can't comment on peak times because peak times were really when everybody was working, and so things were kind of off. So now, I'm going to say, I'm not going to say that they're lax because that's the wrong word, but we don't have those floods now that we've kind of gotten through that first month of everyone thinking that the shelves were never going to be restocked. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes. And I want to ask you, do you have a secret toilet paper connection?
Well, you know what?
Everybody will call.
Right. Well, but let me tell you, so I'm glad that you asked that because I did want to share this. The benefit of working with me is that my regular people, you know, when they were out of items, you know, I have stuff here and I'm always looking out for things. And I did go drop off some gloves and some masks to a couple of my regular people because I went to grab them at the last minute, some other place. So that's a little bit of a benefit, meaning that, trust me, I'm a planner. I keep an eye out. And I definitely keep an eye out for all those people that stay in contact with me.
Wow. Now, see, that's a really a personal grocery shopper. So listen up, people. Okay. The other thing is, and I think you covered it, but I just want to be certain. For those people who are more technically challenged, you don't necessarily have to go on the computer to order with you. You can go on the telephone, correct?
Oh, you know, Renee, I should have made that, very clear. All of the ordering is done directly over the phone. So they don't have to touch
great.
A computer. Only time they would have to touch a computer is if they would like to email me their list in advance so that would save time. Other than that, it's all phone calls. It's direct contact over the phone.
Okay. Now, airlines have frequent flyers. Do you have frequent buyers, like benefits that accrue to a frequent buyer?
I can't say that I have frequent flyer, but I can tell you that the platforms that I use, they offer $10 in groceries for the first time shopping, which I can get them that. But also, if they refer a shopper to me, I can get $10 in groceries for their shopper, for their friend, and for them. And then what I do is for each two people that are referred to me, I offer that person a free shop. So that's the way I reward. And that's how I've been able to operate by word of mouth only.
Wow. Okay. Rev, I wanted to ask them about fresh produce. Do your shoppers know how to pick out fresh produce?
Absolutely.
I'm listening.
Okay. Yes, they do. So there's a training given. And then also they're given some common sense tests. And when I say that, you know, sometimes people do operate without common sense. And so the platforms really take the time to make sure that common sense is used and that they're aware on how to pick things, pick vegetables out, where to look, what not to take, meaning that they're really kind of shopping as if they were shopping for themselves. Now, why it's important for the shopper to make sure they pick out the best items is if they come back and say that, say, for instance, Renee, you ordered some, let's say you ordered some Roma tomatoes and they came back, they were really, you know, bad, you couldn't use them. You would make me aware and then I make the platform aware. Well, the shopper gets a ding And when I say a ding, they get a little knock, a little notch there that they delivered something that was not correct and or spoiled. Well, orders are given out to the shoppers according to how great their service is. So that means their incentive to make sure they're picking out the best item means that they get thrown into an algorithm where they are going to receive more shops and more money by doing a better job.
Ha! Okay, I want to know the secret to picking out a ripe watermelon.
You have to take the train. You have to take the train, I think.
I have thumped. I've lifted them. I have done. What is the secret?
Renee, I do not know what the secret is, and I'm going to tell you. So I just had some women. Now, I'm always having the same problem, and so I just found a spot where every time I go, now I get, now this day they don't deliver, so you have to kind of go out. But every time I go there, the watermelon is just perfectly sweet. Now, I went the other day, there was a guy who had some smaller ones, and I tried it. It was horrible. And he said, oh, they're really good. So I don't know.
Huh.
That was the produce guy picked it out for me.
Oh wow! Oh, we've been through that movie.
Right. I don't know.
Wow. So Todd, a question, and when you all do expand to the Eat delivery, believe me, I think I will come on as a unlimited customer, because I ordered a couple of things from these other services, and with the service fee and the tip, it cost me as much for that as it did for the meal that I ordered. So,
and Reverend, you brought up a really good point. Once we bring it on, remember there's no additional, so it wouldn't even matter. It's already included. So and thank you for that tip, because I will make sure that I make a note of that in my presentation going forward.
How you just kind of brought that out.
I appreciate
that. Well, that's a selling point to me right there. So when you expand, believe me, I will become unlimited customer. Like I said, I could have bought twice as much for that. I won't say what
right.
the stores is, but I
right,
could have bought twice
right.
as much. I was like, Lord have mercy, and I was so hungry. Miss Renee said, "You sure you want to get this?" And I said, "You know any other way to get it?" So what we doing?
Right.
But okay, so
right.
I will look forward to that. So now, from this point on, can you just give us some tips that shoppers that's shopping with you should look out for? And I want to say this, that you were a recurring segment on our radio show, and we want to reestablish that with you, especially during these particular times with food and the food chain that we're talking about. And I hate to even think about when I hear all the food that they're throwing away and what the food chain disruption might be and all that kind of stuff. And another one of the benefits it is, as you say, you go a little beyond. So if a person can't find, as Ms. Renee needs most of the time, as she said, we need toilet paper, then they don't have to be running through the store trying to find toilet tissue. Bathroom tissue if they have a relationship with someone like you. So we're going to talk to you about being a recurring door-to-door grocer on the show, and we'll let people know when we're going to do that, and we'll post it and all that kind of stuff. So I will call you about that. But give us some to-dos and not to-dos about shopping or ordering food, if you can.
I will have to say everyone has to do what operate where their comfort zone is. And so the thing that I will say about my service, which I'm very proud, is that my regulars, the one thing that they reiterated, they did not feel alone when they talked to me. So they felt like they had somebody on their side. And I'm not a family member. I'm not a friend. You know what? But I do want people to be able to navigate, and that comes through in my service.
Well, thank you, Todd. Go ahead.
Todd, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you.
Okay, great. You can either call us directly at 301-272-2200. You will have to leave a voicemail. or you can go to our website, and that's groceryByPhone.com, or you could email us at groceryByPhone@gmail.com.
Well,
you have reinvented yourself since the last time we have been with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hadn't
okay.
even seen that was more specific to what I was doing.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Renee. Thank you.
Well,
guests.
Again, we want
so
to thank our guest today, Todd Tolson, founder of Grocery by Phone. We call him the door-to-door grocer, but he gives us tips on how to manage grocery shopping in our new normal. So, again, Todd, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Rev, before we thank run you. Out of time, what's our call to action today?
Our call to action is, and you know, I always like to say we have a call to action, and that call to action would be today, after hearing that there's a service that you can call, and you spoke, and you heard the person, they're very upbeat, they sound very honest, and with all the scams out here for people with disability and seniors, nobody wants people to know where they live at, they don't want people coming to your home, but you heard a person that we will support as well as recommend. And so our call to action is pick up the phone and call Mr. Todd, and that's at 2200. Okay, so again, that's 301-272-2200. And call to action is that. So you need to do that. You don't need to be out there trying to shop for yourself and can't get what you need and some more stuff. All right. And as we always like to say, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. Just keep moving forward and don't do nothing. Just do something. So we're going to close the show today, and as Reverend Ray always like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless and be blessed.
You have been listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. Have an idea for a show? Contact us in all the usual ways. You can email us at snb2020, the letters snbradioshow@gmail.com, or call us at 301-377-6468. Want to hear a past show? Check us out at disability1radio.com. That's disability1radio.com. All right, Reverend, take us out. I think he left. Elvis has left the building with Reverend Radio Ray. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.